Coronavirus zones of yellow, orange, and red are being enacted across New York State as Thanksgiving approaches. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. is seeing an average of 172,000 new virus cases a day, the figure nearly doubling since the end of October. Schenectady County Manager Rory Fluman says there have been 63 new cases overnight.
So the number of folks that have been afflicted with COVID have not yet overburdened our Ellis Hospital, which is a good thing. Currently on quarantine, we have 771 people and 378 people right now that are on isolation. So think about those numbers. To date, we've had over 14,000 people in Schenectady County on isolation or quarantine. We've tested over 143,000 people in Schenectady County for COVID-19. So think about that. We only have 156,000 people living in this county.
156,000 people live in Schenectady County. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy has been stymied by people apparently refusing to comply with contact tracing. He announced an increase of 101 new positive cases since Monday.
That's 1,640 new positive cases since November 1st. That's nearly 32% of our total positive cases since the outbreak began this month alone. Almost a third, if you look at it that way. Out of new positive cases, 19 had close contact to a positive case, one was reported traveling outside the state, two are healthcare workers, and 79 don't have a clear source of infection. Now here's the broken record, people. Yes, please. Know that Dr. Whalen and her team are just trying to do their job and trying to protect the people of this county and of the Capital Region, because what we do here affects the Capital Region and affects the state of New York. So be honest. Tell us whether or not who you had contact with so they can do their job and so Dr. Whalen and her team can do their job to stop the spread. It's that simple. I don't know how many times we got to keep saying it.
McCoy added Albany County is inching closer to the 10-day 3% positive streak triggering a yellow microcluster zone. In Saratoga County, Supervisor Matt Veach has also seen a steady rise in COVID-19 cases.
295 cases in the last 7 days, and we're running around a 2.35% positivity rate in the 7-day rolling average. Our total cases are 1,936, total deaths are 23, and we have 346 active cases here in Saratoga County.
Saratoga Public Safety Commissioner Robin Dalton.
If you are exposed to someone on a Monday, if you go to get tested on a Tuesday, you will not have a viral load high enough to test positive. And so it's imperative that you wait a minimum of 5 days to go get tested if you've been exposed. If you wait any less than that, if you wait 1 to 5 days, you will not have a viral load high enough to register positive.
Ahead of Thanksgiving and the holidays, officials are asking everyone to remain vigilant and do whatever possible to help stop the spread of the virus. The watchwords to keep everyone safe: test, trace, and isolate. New York's COVID-19 test rate is nearly 3%, and 47 residents died of the disease on Monday, according to Governor Andrew Cuomo. More than 2,850 people are hospitalized for the coronavirus, with over 550 in intensive care. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.